today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Brad, I'm working on a subtweet about you, and I want to make sure I spelled your name correctly. It's M-A-Y-L-O-R, right?
Patty, that's not how it works.
Brad's still here.
He is. It's good to see him over there. He's wearing a Guided by Voices t-shirt.
That is nice. They're coming to town.
They're one of my favorite all-time bands.
Guided by Voices.
Yeah. Absolutely. I did not go to this show. This is a show that our friend Jim Benson went to go see in Richmond.
Yeah.
And he was just thinking about me because he knows that they're one of my favorites. So
that's cool.
He just got me the tea and sent it to me.
Sample what a good man he is right there.
Yeah.
So do you still go see them when they come around? Or
I really did want to go see them because I heard this Space Ghost album record was supposed to be harking back to the, you know, some of the really great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really early period.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah,
I
love him.
I got to catch up on Robert Palmer before I go to the show. I think I have only 73 albums to catch up on.
Seriously, ready. That's exactly. Like, you just can't keep up with it.
Right,
like, it's over 100 now.
Yeah, that's great.
They're still out there, man.
Yeah, man. Have you ever seen his record collection?
Yeah, I've seen some photographs
and images.
It's
insanity.
Yeah, it really is. And he apparently knows where everything is.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool.
Anyhow, we digress.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about new music.
Yeah, new music.
Bands that have not necessarily recorded 100 albums, right?
Let's hope
on
not.
Today's episode. Yeah. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is...
Brad Mailer.
Brad.
Hello.
Woo-hoo. All right. Yesterday, you turned us on to Telethon.
Telethon from Milwaukee. Telethon.
And today, you have another band that is new to you.
Yes, exactly. This is a new-to-me band.
Okay.
I discovered it the same day that I discovered Telethon.
All right.
In fact,
it's a good day.
And it is Boston. No. No, but.
I, in fact, recorded, you know, one of those little voice memos to you later that night.
Mm-hmm.
It was several hours later after several beers.
Yep.
Yes.
And anyhow, like, so I came across this band, Pool Kids.
Pool. Not cool kids. Pool
right.
Kids.
Pool, as in, like, you go swimming in.
Pool.
Pool Kids. And what's the name of the album? Record?
Music to Practice Safe Sex To.
Yes, that's it. Right. So, yeah, I was blown away. I really liked this when I heard this. I think mainly because it kind of is, like, right in my wheelhouse as far as music that I kind of gravitate towards.
Okay.
Which is emo.
All right.
I don't know if you guys are fans of emo, but I'm kind of a huge fan of emo.
Sure.
And maybe my view of emo is a little bit distorted, too. Like, I think Rites of Spring is commonly referred to as the prototypical emo band.
Right.
And I'm a huge fan of Rites of Spring.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think of Rites of Spring as emo.
Mm-hmm.
When I think emo, I think of Sunny Day Real Estate.
Okay.
I think they totally co-opted the term, or, you know, like, the genre.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when I think of emo, it's definitely, like, anything that sounds remotely like Sunny Day Real Estate.
Okay.
I'm into.
Okay.
But, anyhow, so this band, really good, like, really talented musicians. The drummer is a beast. Man, he's so good.
Okay.
Like, he's so, so good. They're all, and they really are kids. They're young kids. Like, but yeah, the guitar playing is amazing. She's doing a lot of the hammer-on stuff.
Nice.
And she's singing at the same time, using loops. And the guitar playing reminds me a lot of both American football and Algernon Cadwallader.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with either of those two bands, but they're, again, sort of in this emo style or emo revival, whatever you might want to call it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just really good stuff. The bass player is amazing. Both guitar players are really talented. It It just struck me as something that this is going to probably be something that's going to be in my playlist for a little while.
Okay.
So
maybe a little bit unlike the telethon that we talked about where you said it might not have a lot of shelf life. This one sounds like something that's going to be a lot longer.
Right. Okay. Like telethon, to me, like it sounds almost cliched and kind of almost instantly perfect poppy.
Yep.
And I think I've explained to Jim at least before that I sometimes have to hold back on listening to things that I think are sort of kind of perfectly pop, you know, that just sort of seem to flow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like things in general to seem a little bit more labored over.
And okay. Yeah, I get it.
If that makes any sense.
It totally makes sense to me. Yeah.
And this definitely seems labored over. And, okay. And I just really like it. I don't know if you guys are going to like it, but it's something I wanted to turn you on to.
Okay, cool. Should we dive into something from Pool Kids?
Dive into the pool?
Why don't we?
I actually think I want to do this sort of in reverse.
Okay.
For those who are not familiar with Sunny Day Real Estate.
Okay.
Because I think of them as my prototypical sound.
Start with that?
Let's start with that.
Kind of work up toward Pool Kids.
And then we'll go out with Pool Kids.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, lately we've been into cliffhangers. So we do that. So why don't we hear
listen to the style of music that's happening. Listen to what's going on with the vocals and the way they kind of, they go. Listen to the guitars and the way they'll kind of go back and forth between sort of distorted and then pure clean stuff.
Here we go. Sunny Day Real Estate. Is In Circles from Sunny Day Real Estate.
So you hear how the vocals are sort of sound melancholy and, you know, and then lots of screaming too. Like
right. Surging together.
Yeah.
Yeah, with everybody coming in and kind of screaming.
Yeah, like so that to me is the prototypical emo sound.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And this is why I sort of wanted to sort of start with that.
Okay.
And again, the guitars that oftentimes aren't distorted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think I'd want to play a couple of clips from the other two bands.
Okay,
I mentioned.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So let's hear something from American Football.
Thank you.
type that was never meant for American football.
You guys are all familiar with them?
A little bit. Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm much more familiar with the sport than the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. So much, no.
Yeah, same. I mean, you know, I really don't know them all that well. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, again, the Pool Kids reminded me of this sort of style of music.
Mm-hmm. Couple songs that float up on a playlist here or there.
Exactly.
That's why I know American football.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, why don't we just play the other one that I wanted to cue up there, Algernon Cadwallader.
Okay. This is a song called Look Down. Dynamic between, like you said, the loud and the quiet is interesting. It's, you know, the guitar sound is common through all those three tracks we heard, but also when they get quiet, the drums don't necessarily quiet down. They're still propulsive.
In fact, I meant to point that out.
For sure.
That's one of the things that defines the emo sound
to
me.
Real important.
Know?
Yeah. So it's not like they're getting real slow and ballady because the drums are still pushing things in the hi-hat or the drums themselves.
Yeah. Here's a little side note on Algernon Cadwallader.
Mm-hmm.
That's Joe Reinhardt's previous band before Hopalong.
Joe Reinhardt from Hopalong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That also, in a way, kind of reminds me of like Foolish era Superchunk.
Yes. I could definitely hear the Superchunk influence in
a little
bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that...
But do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Definitely.
All right. You've laid the foundation here for
this. This is the type of thing you might be hearing in Pool Kids.
Okay. Got it.
Cool. So, shall we hear a little Pool Kids and then talk about it?
Sure.
And then we can find another one to play out with? Or?
Yeah, okay. That sounds fine.
All right,
like,
cool.
Why don't we do one or the other, the first two there, and then play out with the other?
Sounds good. So, we'll play $5 subtweet from Pool Kids. So hold your breath and take a sip of water. Count to ten. Think of your happy place. God, I hope you look back at this and laugh at as hard as I am now. You still get to me, but I'm past that now. Tag yourself, we all know. Beautiful. Coiling and uncoiling.
Yeah.
That's kind of the feeling I got.
I mean, that's probably the least emo-like one on the record, I think. But
it's still.
I mean, it still has it.
I love that sort of like polyrhythmic drumming that's going on there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
That guy is so good.
Yeah,
so
really good drumming.
I'm going to tell you about a band that I don't know that either of you have ever heard of, but it meant a lot to me when I was much younger. And this totally reminds me of that band, which is a band called Arson Garden. You ever heard of that band?
Not heard them.
No.
They were out of Indiana.
Okay.
But they got signed and they had some small success back in the like late 80s, early 90s, but they sound a lot like that. So this was really cool for me to hear.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
These guys are from the FLA, which is rare for me to like anything from the FLA. But
Tallahassee.
But yeah, I really dig it.
All right, cool. Yeah, I totally heard what you said. I don't know. To me, Jim, that fit right into those four songs. Like that could be a playlist right there. They all flowed right into each other. It made perfect sense to me. So.
Yeah, I guess that's
the band
true.
I always get reminded of when this conversation comes up is Cap'n Jazz.
Oh yeah,
and they are a band that I think was kind of much more than Rites of Spring, seminal in. Emo band, right?
Yeah.
In the late 80s from Chicago. And members went on to be in Joan of Arc and The Promise Ring and all these bands. But
and that's Chicago's the place, I think.
Same kind of drum sound, same kind of quiet, loud, uncoiling. So I just want to throw
Albini
out
probably being influenced there.
May have been an influence, yeah. All right. Well, cool. Thank you, man.
Very good.
Yeah, this is some good stuff. We got Pool Kids now on the list. So that's
cool Kids.
Yeah.
All right.
And they are kids.
Yeah.
Like it's,
is that
they
right?
Probably still go to the pool every
they're
day.
They're so young.
Yeah.
And they're so good, though.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing drumming.
We have a pool kid lives here in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably at the pool.
That's right. He is right now. All right. All right. Cool. Thanks again. And you're going to be here tomorrow, too?
Yes, I am going to be here tomorrow.
All right.
I'm sleeping on the pool table.
All right, the pool table. All right, very good. If anybody wants to talk about new music, Pool Kids or otherwise, you can call
612-440-1984.
Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Also, watch the video on
Patreon.
Patreon.com/suburbspod where you can make a donation. You can get bonus content like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, premium content.
Quality
right?
stuff. Yeah.
Good. Video from the basement. Yeah. Look at that. All right. Okay. We have a playout song.
Yeah. We're going to hear Overly Verbose Email Series Part 3 from the Pool Kids.
They have great names.
Yeah. Really good titles from their album Songs to Practice Safe Sex To.
All right. Very good. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Brad Mailer.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Care about my fills and not my feels.
I already pushed the button.
Oh, good.
So here
we'll go with $5
so
subtweet.
We're actually recording.
Yes.
You're ready.
So this time I won't forget.
Yeah, you don't want to forget.